Hey there, welcome to Mumatography, the beginner photography podcast just for mums. I'm Amy.
And I'm Trish. Between us, we have 5 kids, 3 photography businesses, 23 lens caps, and over 20 years of photography experience.
Now that makes us kind of credible, yeah? But anyway, we're on a mission to help you take better photos of your kids without the confusing technical jargon.
Mums don't have time for that.
We'll be sitting down to chat with all kinds of creative mums, professional family photographers and camera-savvy Insta-mums.
We'll chat about taking photos of your kids, tips and tricks, and how the heck did she make that photo or thing?
As well as other stuff that mums talk about, you know, not sleeping, chasing toddlers, being all of the things to your family, and how to find time for yourself as a creative mum.
We know you hear us.
So grab a cuppa, put your earbuds in and get comfy.
This is beginner photography and so much more just for you. Well, Yana, I would just like to welcome you to the Mumatography podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
No problem at all. Well, Yana, for those who don't know who you are, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, where are you from? Who are your kids? What do you do with yourself? All the things.
Well, I currently live in the outer southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. Cool. My little humans are Olive and Zipporah, who are 2.5 and 5, with baby number 3 on the way.
And how many weeks pregnant are you at the time of this recording, Yana?
I'm almost 31 weeks and I'm still trying to get my head around the child. Just,
yes,
I bet. I'm like, oh, we're such suckers. But
yeah. And you're also a photographer as well, aren't you? So what do you photograph?
I photograph weddings and I also photograph babies and birth, so newborns, families, and yeah, beautiful birth.
And so how long have you been a photographer for? When did you kind of get into this?
That's always a hard one because, well, I started my business in 2014, at the end of 2014. I was a teacher prior to. I was a high school visual arts teacher. So I actually taught photography.
And I didn't know that about you. There you go.
I studied it at uni. I did an arts degree. I majored in visual arts and media. Mm-hmm. But it was never something that I thought I would, you know, pursue. I did more film at uni. So, but it wasn't something that I, you know, like I said, that I would, you know, pursue professionally. But I started my business in 2014 when I knew that I'd been teaching for 5 years. And I some teachers might disagree with me, but teaching's not a family-friendly job. what you say, like the holidays, they're great. Yeah. But you spend half of them working. And we wanted to start a family, but I wanted to not go back to teaching full-time. Mm. Or even part-time. I wanted to, you know, be with my kids at least for those first 5 years, really important and to me. And, it was just something that I thought, this is what I'm going to do. I actually remember it quite clearly. Yeah, like I got my first, like, proper camera and, you know, asked a bunch of friends who were about to get married. I'm like, can I photograph you? And I was living in Perth at the time and we went out to Fremantle actually, and it was the most, everyone, all the photographers were like, golden hour, golden hour. I was like, what is this golden hour? And I went and photographed them at golden hour, and it was the most, I don't know if you've been to WA, but the sunsets there are exquisite.
Yep.
And one afternoon, and I was just I left, got home and got their photos. I mean, I look back at those photos now, I'm like, wow, that was, I've come a long way.
We've all come a long way.
But I was like, I want to do something with this. So,
So you got to experience a beautiful golden hour experience.
That was first ever. It wasn't a paid shoot or anything, but that was I'm going to do something with these photos and do something with this.
So, Yana, one thing that strikes me when I look at your Instagram account and I'm looking through your images is that they seem very thoughtful, and I love that about your work. And I say thoughtful because I feel like they're well kind of planned out. And again, that's like not in a negative way at all, but as in you would have to think about what you're doing and how you're going to do it. So firstly, you make sure you're in the photos with your girls, and that requires planning. I see photos of you doing like kind of activities with them or setting them up with things. and documenting that. And you're so good at getting beautiful birthday shots of them, like on their actual birthdays, holidays, milestones, you know, flower crowns, nature activities. Like I look at your work and I just think, wow, this is, it's intentional. I think intentional is the word I really think of when I think of your work. So I guess I just wanted to kind of talk that out and just, I wonder, like, how much are you planning your images and thinking through the photos that you're going to make versus just catching your girls kind of on the fly? How much are you thinking about your photos that you're making?
Well, one thing is for sure is that, well, Instagram is very deceiving.
It is.
Because, look, I definitely do think through photos and, like, you know, I'm forever, like, if we're out, you know, somewhere like on a weekend away, I, you know, find a beautiful spot, I'm like, oh, I want to come back here and take some photos.
Then, that's definitely being intentional. And I hear that sometimes, and I see a beautiful spot when we're away and I'm like, oh, we need to come back here. And then I don't, because it's like, oh, that is so much effort. But I just notice that often when you're away and often when you're doing things, you're marking the moment with a photo. And I think, that's really great. So I'm hearing that you're kind of, you are thinking about it.
I am.
You do bring your camera away with you, and you bring your camera, you know, out and about with you quite a bit.
I do. Yeah. It's usually always in the bottom of my bag or the pram or somewhere. Just, you know, I just to capture a moment on the fly.
And do the seasons come into play when you're documenting your kids at all? And I ask this because I know that we're both lovers of the Rudolf Steiner-inspired playgroup and philosophy and that kind of thing. And I feel like the Steiner school is really good at marking seasons. And I just think I've just seen a few photos of yours where I feel like you've been really good at marking the change of seasons. And I just wanted to talk about it a bit because I thought it's quite an inspiring time for mums if they're thinking in that way. Like good prompts throughout the year to go, oh, we're changing a season. Let's get a photo of this. So whether, you know, it's the autumn leaves or whether it's the spring of the flowers coming or the beach, whatever it is, whatever way you can kind of mark the seasons, I think it's a really beautiful thing to do. And I don't know if even you've thought about this from your own work at all, but it's just something that I've kind of observed.
I love the change of seasons. Olive goes to a Steiner kinder, so we've been very inspired by Steiner education and the philosophy, and I really love that it really fosters that, you know, creativeness and nurturing of the child and their individual, you know, talents and abilities. And they do have a very heavy focus on the seasons, which we've kind of incorporated into our own home since taking Olive to playgroup when she was little. We've, you know, incorporated like a seasonal table or a shelf, really.
what's on a seasonal shelf?
So I actually have a little blackboard on there, and I will do up a little, this is the the art teacher in me. Like, I'll write whatever season it is. And like at the moment, obviously spring. So a lot of flowers on the blackboard that I've drawn, and we have books on the season. So I put those books on there, and then I will also, I go this far in the colours.
Amazing.
On the table, we've got these little like nins. They're like these little wooden pig doll things. And there's 12 of them, and I'll pick out the ones that obviously associate with spring and then autumn, winter, summer. Like in winter time, they had the lanterns on there and like lots of blue, like dark blues and and then autumn it was so easy. Just go out and get lots of leaves and decorate the table.
It's an easy one.
Yeah, that was. I love autumn.
Yeah, wow. So it feels like you're really aware of the seasons, and that's just such a beautiful, even though this is not directly photography, this is a really beautiful way to, I don't know, to live into those seasons and mark moments and milestones and stuff. So I guess I'm hearing you, and you'd kind of doing all that already. So, you know, to take a photo of a season is not that far of a reach if you're kind of already acknowledging the seasons as they pass.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously the seasons are reflected in the colours. Like I look through like my summer photos and they're all obviously beachy and blue skies. So those colours are reflected in that. And then, you know, come autumn, you know, obviously scenery, leaves change and the colours are more like yellows and oranges and reds, which I love. Mm. Yeah, does that make sense in terms of...
It does. does. Yeah, it does. It's beautiful.
And I love that. And I love that, like you said, that I'm aware of the seasons and, yeah, very much am. But I also love that especially Olive is also aware of that, and she looks forward to the change in the season. But, again, that's very much comes from kinder.
Yeah.
I just think I wanted to take that on board as well and foster that in our own home because we really resonate with that.
I think there's also something beautiful and just really healthy about the change as well. I'm not like, you know how they say that you know, a change is as good as a holiday. And I just think, you know, just for us as humans kind of moving through the world, you know, our world revolves around seasons. So like it's, I just feel like it kind of makes sense to acknowledge them in a way. And even, I don't know, for like mental health, you know, just that change or a change in temperature, it's really good for our souls and it's good for our bodies. And it's,
so love that you're saying this because I'm constantly saying I just want to move somewhere where it's like consistent weather, like, you know, whether that be in the same country or but you're absolutely right, acknowledging the change and like that needs to have, that process needs to happen for
It's just part of our human existence, I think, isn't it? That's what we can't get away from it.
Yeah.
We are just going to pause this episode for a minute and let everybody know about our lovely podcast sponsor, LoveJK. Now, you might have seen them around on Insta, and for good reason. They make the most beautiful things. Think frame prints, photo collages, incredible gallery walls that I'm really excited to get in my house very soon, personalized greeting cards, wrapping paper, art prints, photo blocks, and so much more.
And guys, I've checked them out. These aren't just your everyday printers either. LoveJK are an Ilford master printer. They print on Canon ProGraph printers, which pretty much means that they're the real deal. And as professional photographers, just know that this means a lot. All their frames are handmade locally in their studio in Melbourne, which ensures incredible quality, and they also offer a 100% love guarantee. LoveJK would be an amazing place for gifts for grandparents,
for yourself,
Christmas and birthdays,
all the things. So scope them out on Insta at LoveJK Australia.
And Amy, you forgot the most important bit.
Oh, yes, that is right. They are generously giving all our listeners 15% off with the code MAMATOGRAPHY.
That is M-A-M-A-TOGRAPHY, and you'll need to use this at the checkout.
So get onto it.
So, Yana, I know there's a massive difference between, you know, going and photographing someone else's kids, whether that be your friend's kids or your clients, to photographing your own kids. I think sometimes it can be a bit trickier to photograph your own kids. So I was just wondering, what are some of the things that you struggle with when it comes to photographing Olive and Zippy?
When they don't want to cooperate.
Yeah.
That's a given. It's funny because when we wanted to announce to the world that we were expecting this third baby, I had in my mind this pregnancy announcement that, like, just a photo that I'd just have the two girls just, I don't know, like smothering my little belly. Really simple. I was like, I'm not being too ambitious there. Oh, I was absolutely being too ambitious. I think it was just the time of the day. Went into Ola's room because it's got the best light there in the afternoon, and they just went so crazy. I was just like, oh, just, you know, pop your hands here. And I had a dress on. Zippy was like looking up my dress. Olive was just running around me. And I was just like, no, this is not going to work. And I took a handful of photos and I was like, oh, we'll just try it tomorrow, the next day, whenever. Like, I wasn't in any rush. But I uploaded those photos onto my computer and I was like, you know what, like, this is as good as it's going to get, but not in like a negative way.
Yeah.
I was like, this is real. And I think I remember I captioned that, like, let's take a nice photo of us to share our special news with everyone. It was literally Zippy kind of looking up my dress because she wanted to see my belly, because I'm like, you know, hug my belly. And Olive was just there doing the cheesiest smile, like running around. And that was our pregnancy announcement photo. And it was so not what I intended.
Yes. Yeah.
That's probably one thing I struggle the most, though, when it comes to photographing my own kids. But they they keep it real for you though, don't they?
They do. They definitely keep it real.
It's a good thing. Yeah, definitely a good thing.
If you had any advice for a mum trying to photograph her own kids, what would be kind of one pearl of wisdom that you could share?
Lower your expectations. No. Yeah.
That's good. Lower your expectations. I think that's good. I honestly think that's good.
Kids are kids. They'll be kids. And yeah, but definitely lower your expectations. And if it doesn't work, then just try again in a couple of hours or the next day.
Don't get too stressed out about it. Just try again, hey?
Yeah.
So Yana has generously left you guys a photo recipe to download. So make sure you head on over to the Mummatography website and follow the links. And you'll be able to download Yana's photo recipe. Now, this photo recipe that Yana has written for us is all about taking an intentional birthday portrait of your child. And while this might sound really simple, like it's taking a photo of your kid on their birthday, it's just a beautiful way to mark the moment in your child's life. And just if you're not doing it already, this photo recipe will just kind of walk you through the thinking process, a few steps, and how to take a beautiful portrait. So I would encourage you. I feel like this is a photo recipe that everyone needs, all the parents need, because yeah, like I said, marking milestones, whether it be seasons, whether it be big events in your family's life. But birthdays is a really big event, and I just think this is something that we celebrate as families every year, multiple times a year. So why not take a photo? So Yana, thank you for writing this recipe for us. Can you just tell me why? Why did you decide that this was the photo recipe for the Mummatography audience?
Well, I obviously do a birthday portrait of my own two girls every year. It unintentionally became a thing when I did her first two photos. I did of her at the time that she was born. She was born at 8:37 on the 27th of September, and her first and second birthday, I went out of my way to take. Wow. It was an easy time though to do it. CP I can't do. She was born at like 11 something at night. The first 2 years I took of Olive at that time.
Oh, and, I didn't know that. This makes this recipe even sweeter. That's beautiful.
And then after that year, I decided I'm going to create a book, which I've now done for both of them. Just one photo. Obviously, it takes me 10, 20 photos maybe to get the photo, especially now that they're both very active. But I've created a book that it's called The First 18 Years, this book. Olive's was like, it was pre-made and you just slip the photo in. I couldn't find this book again for Zippy. So I've just created it myself. It's a intentional birthday portrait, which I'll gift them when they're 18.
Oh, beautiful. And I'm so jealous, and I wish I had stuck at something like that. I think I had good intentions and I read stuff, but between sleep deprivation and all the other stuff being a mum. But I honestly think this is a project or just something that you can start with your kids. And I speak to myself too, no matter what age they are, and just start taking photos on their birthday, mark the moment and be intentional. And I think, yeah, what a great portrait to take if you're going to take a portrait of your kid. Do it on their birthday. So Yana, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I know that you're pregnant and it's 10 o'clock at night and you've had a big day at the zoo. So I just appreciate you being on here. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Amy. I felt really, really honoured.
And Yana, if people want to connect with you, either book you for a family session or maybe even a birth, how can they get in touch with you?
Either via my website, which is just simply yanawoodhouse.com. But yeah, I am on the gram, and that's just, it's Yana Woodhouse Birth and Babies.
Amazing. Well, thanks again, Yana. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy.
Hey, it's me again. How lovely is my friend Yana? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I just wanted to mention again that if you did want to go and grab that awesome photo recipe, then just go to Mummatography, which is mamatography.co/10, because it's episode 10. And you can find the link there to download the photo recipe straight to your inbox. Cool. We'll see you next week on the podcast.